So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
What's up, San Diego? And happy Monday to everybody out there in America's finest city. And what Monday it is today. I mean, what month is it, Frank? Is it December? Are we sure it's December today?
Yeah, I know, right?
Ah, what a beautiful weekend it was, all weekend long. You get all the benefits of the summer without the gloom and without it being super hot. It was like nice.
Tomorrow like nice it will weather. Be.
Tomorrow it will be a little hot. I think it's supposed to be like in the high 70s today, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
A little toasty, not going to lie. 69 degrees right now, high of 77 today.
It's winter's turn, summer go away.
I don't mind it.
That's
it's a day like today. It's a day like today where you go like, yeah, it's a blessing to live here. It's great. People are freezing there. You know what, off. Having to sit in a bar and can't do activities all day outside. I like being outside. It's great. Some people don't like being outside. Who could those people be?
Is that a shot?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying some people don't like to be outside. I like to be outside. Winter in San Diego. Perfect weather. It's great. It's a little bit on the hotter side. You know, I think a lot of people want to do some things that involve sweaters and hot chocolate and festive things. I understand that. I get that. We got a lot to talk about. It is December. We know it's December. You want to know why we know it's December? One, the Padres aren't playing. But two, the winter meetings are going on down in Orlando. Is Sam Levitt going on Disney World rides throughout his off time in Orlando? Is he going to go? Can we interview Sam while he's live on one of the rides?
I believe he'll be on the Matterhorn when we do our interview with him at 11 o'clock.
I was thinking Matterhorn too, but do they have a Matterhorn? I don't think Florida has a Matterhorn.
The Matterhorn equivalent.
He'll be on Big Thunder Mountain.
Sure, we'll go with that one.
You know what? I want to do an interview with Sam Levitt as he goes through the Haunted Mansion on the Nightmare Before Christmas. If you could get Jack Skellington on, that would be fantastic.
Love it.
Winter meetings are in Orlando right now.
And we got some news, obviously, coming from the Padres. We're going to continue to get news. We're going to try to keep you updated on everything that's going on in Major League Baseball. This is a big week for the offseason. And we talked about it last week, leading into this week, that a lot of big names could potentially be going off the board when it comes to free agent signings. They expect, and they expected a lot of trades to potentially happen during the winter meetings. And then today, there was the piece by Dennis Lynn, who had contributions by Britt Garoli and as well as everybody's favorite journalist, Ken Rosenthal, Frank. Everybody loves Ken. He can't find it. There he is. We haven't seen Go Essex in the chat. Oh, there he is. I was waiting for that. As soon as that happens, it's automatic. Boo. Everybody's favorite journalist, Ken Rosenthal. So they put out an article today about the Padres and what they could potentially do. And this is the first time that we have seen the Padres potentially contemplating the idea of trading Nick Pivetta. I think it's very interesting to have that conversation. I think it's very interesting to have a lot of these conversations when it comes to Padres trying to free up payroll to fill other spots. Now, here's the thing. With everything that they do to potentially free up payroll and do the Juan Soto trade that they did a handful of years ago, you're opening up other spots that you now have to fill. And now you got to fill more holes in the dam. But like trading Nick Pivetta to me doesn't make any sense. You're actively looking for starting pitching. And yes, he could potentially be a free agent at the end of next year because of opt-outs, and he's getting paid $19 million a year and all that fun stuff. But if you trade away Nick Pivetta, like what are you going to get back that's going to equate to filling out the rest of your roster? That was kind of sad. I mean, I think a lot of people understand that where the payroll is right now for the Padres and trying to compete with everybody else, I mean, they have spent a lot of the money. It's very difficult to try to continue to keep spending and spending and spending as the top teams in Major League Baseball continue to just open up their blank checks, their blank checkbook, and just continue to write checks. So that was one of the names that was listed. It seems sad, but also you have to say this as well. Like Dennis Lynn points out, it's highly unlikely. The other thing that they brought up was they're actively trying to shop Jake Cronenworth. To me, that makes a lot more sense. But then, again, as mentioned by the article, they talk about, well, if you trade Jake Cronenworth away, you have to fill it with somebody else. Middle infield availability is not very high for the for baseball. There's not a lot of available players that play middle infield on the open market for free agency. So then you got to start thinking about trades. Well, if you think about the second baseman and middle infielders that are available for trade, their contracts are not much cheaper than Jake Cronenworth's contract. That's also what was laid out in this article. So then you have to think of, okay, well, if we trade away Jake Cronenworth and free up money, we got to go get another second baseman. Jeff McNeil's making close to what that number is. He just doesn't have as many years. Ketel Marte's making a ton of money. Plus, you'd have to do an interdivision trade. I mean, there's not a lot of options right there. And then they got to the whole, well, you know, Fernando Tatis Jr. could potentially be moved. It's the first time we've seen it in an article written by Dennis Lynn. I find it to be interesting. I find it to be not really popular amongst the fan base. I can't imagine them being able to pull that off and not hearing it from the fans. I mean, I think you could sell it as much as you want, but it just doesn't make a lot of sense for the Padres to potentially trade away Fernando. He's got a full no-trade clause, even though he's valuable in the sense of like he's going to play over the amount of money he's going to get paid. It just, now you open up a hole in the outfield. I mean, you'll probably get a decent amount of prospect capital, but how many of those guys ever just pan out? I mean, let's look at the Nationals for a second. Remember the big deal the Padres had to get Juan Soto and all this stuff? And it was like, here's C.J. Abrams, and here's Mackenzie Gore, and all these players. So like, well, we can have these players right now. What's Washington doing right now with those players, Frank?
Losing.
They're losing.
Shipping them off.
And now they're shopping them. It's just this endless cycle. I think this talks more about baseball than it talks about the San Diego Padres. And here's the thing. If you had the conversation of, like, everybody's got a salary cap, and the Padres spent 80% of their salary cap on Manny and Xander and Fernando, and now they have to, like, find ways to put a team together, yeah, that would be bad decision-making, and you would have to deal with the problem. But this is why this is different. Because without a salary cap, teams could, you can't compete with those teams that could just constantly keep writing checks where they don't get hurt on having to fill out the roster because they could keep writing checks. The Padres are operating on a salary cap because there's only a finite amount of money that they can actually spend that they have. And when you have teams playing at different cap levels, it makes a sense where you have smaller market teams, and San Diego's still a small market, having to think about, well, we might have to trade away our best player. You can't have a league where it makes sense to trade away your best player for money reasoning. It's just, it's not a great league. So you look at the way that things are structured. I think a lot of the national media is really trying to push for that. You see it in their articles. But the other thing, too, with some of these conversations, how many times have we looked at this and we've gone through off-season, we've gone through winter meetings, we've gone through trade deadlines? You don't really know what AJ Preller's going to do. Because he takes calls on everybody. He's always looking for how do we make the Padres the best we could possibly make them. And he listens on everybody. And so it doesn't surprise me that they might be listening on offers for certain players or trying to shop certain players. I mean, there's been a lot of years where they've tried to shop players and haven't been able to get the player off the roster. Haven't been able to make a trade happen. But I just find it hard to believe that trading a guy like Fernando Tatis Jr., or potentially even considering that, would benefit you in the long run. I saw it in the chat. I think it would be equivalent to the Dallas Mavericks trading away Luka. And if you look at the Mavericks and like the support that they now no longer have in their town, it's a tough sell. I mean, you would have to get like generational talent back. You would have to get two younger versions of Fernando back for it to make any sense. I know Yankees fans are champing at the bit to potentially get a guy like Fernando, but you start looking at some of their farm system guys that everybody wants. I mean, let me ask the Yankee hater here. How many of those guys have really panned out aside from Aaron Judge, Frank?
Not many.
All of those players, like all these position players that they talk about, oh, this guy's great, this guy's great, this guy's great. Anthony Volpe, oh, he's great, Frank, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He's great.
Yep. You don't get a name, you don't get a nickname like Anthony Volpe E6 for no reason.
That's right.
You're awesome.
Who's the other guy? Jason Dominguez?
Yeah, Dominguez.
That's another guy that I think 2 years ago or however many years ago it was when the Padres traded Juan Soto.
Clint Frazier was another big name.
Clint Frazier was supposed to be the next Derek Jeter, too. Guy's the future. I mean, the Yankees haven't been able to really produce that much prospect talent. They got Aaron Judge. You can't knock him for that. Guy's also a behemoth human being. But at the same time, they haven't had a lot of guys like get traded away that panned out for the other team that have acquired the prospects. I strike at the national media constant of all of these rich teams need to consistently acquire great talent and all the lower level teams need to just give them the talent away because they got to build for the future. Nonsense is just a joke. And I'm sure they're going to start throwing out ideas of like, you know what? And KG beat me to it. Wait, I know what? I think the Mariners should probably shop Cal Raleigh. It's probably a good idea. You can't have a league where like more than half the league has to support the six teams that you want to win. It's just, it's not great. See, is why this CBA needs to come sooner rather than later.
But here's the problem. Do they shop Cal Raleigh or do they shop Julio Rodriguez?
They shop both. Yeah. Seattle. They can't afford them. They can't afford them. They should give them to the Red Sox or the Yankees. Yeah, the Dodgers are done with Teoscar Hernandez now. They'll go ship him off to a small market team, and then they're going to pick up Julio Rodriguez. Yeah,
give him Julio.
That's right. Classic. 833-288-0973. We're going to talk about the winter meetings. We get some latest rumors around the winter meetings here in this first hour or so. Sam Levitt is out there at the winter meetings in Orlando. He's going to join us at 11. Jim Bowden's got his winter meetings wish list we'll break down. Mark Neville will join us at noon. He's going to talk about the big Holiday Bowl matchup that they picked yesterday. ACC had a little bit of an issue yesterday, huh, Frank? Notre Dame's like, nah, we're not participating. And all of a sudden it was like, ah, chaos. We don't know who's going to play Arizona in the Holiday Bowl because they got to wait for the ACC again. I'm curious. I think this is the last year of the contract with the ACC and the Pac-12
I believe,
tie-ins.
Yeah, I believe it is.
And I know Mark's been working on future deals. I mean, it's I would imagine yesterday was probably I feel bad. Mark is such a nice guy. The stress level for Mark yesterday was probably super high, but it's led in the right way. I mean, the Holiday Bowl that Sports San Diego does a great job of bringing us local events, and it's another one that's coming. I like the matchup between Arizona and SMU. Maybe I'm biased because I'm an Arizona fan, but I like the matchup.
And I believe the Holiday Bowl this year is going to be like the last of the smaller bowl games too.
Yeah, it's on January 2nd or something like that.
It is the last of the non-playoff bowl games.
It's the Trust and Will Holiday Bowl now. They got the naming rights on there, which is great. They got the they got that sponsored. So he'll come on at noon. We'll talk about that.
Who's Will?
I don't know, but Trust is very expensive.
No, we trust in Will. Who's Will?
Trust and Will, not in. We don't trust in Will.
My bad.
We trust and will. We'll try to get to some football stuff later on in the show. Today's going to be a lot of baseball. Tomorrow's going to be a lot of baseball. We're going to have a lot of college football on Friday because Frank and I are going to be in Baltimore for Army-Navy over the weekend. So it's going to be fun. We leave Wednesday night. We're going to do our show there on Thursday. Team No Sleep. And then we're going to do the show on Friday. A lot of great guests that that might be lined up for us. We might have to you know, get them done a little bit earlier than we would like. But, you know, I'd love to talk to RG3 as a TCU guy, talk to a Baylor guy. I want to know his opinion on the Blue Bonnet battle, whatever that nonsense is. So we'll talk a little bit more college football later on in the week because this is the week where you kind of wait it out with the winter meetings and then one big thing happens and then it spirals. But we've had a couple winter meetings that haven't been full-fledged awesome. And I remember, like, when the Padres signed Xander Bogaerts, that was like the Thursday or the Wednesday night of the winter meetings. Everybody's leaving town because I was leaving for Army-Navy Thursday morning to the news that Xander Bogaerts was now a San Diego Padre. They work into the late hours. The Padres have made some moves during the winter meetings. So we'll see what's in store. We're going to keep you updated on all of that. If you want to join the show today, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We are off and rolling on a Monday. Braden Surprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. I'm Braden.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Soprenet. He's Frank Marchese. This is the Braden Soprenet Show, live and local, each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We have found a little surprise on the YouTube chat today. Is that right, Frank? What have we discovered? I think Gonzo saw it first.
Yeah, there is, well, if you guys go and if you like the stream, you know, you click that thumbs up button down there, you get a little surprise.
Yeah.
There's and baseball that pops up. So if you want to see the cute little baseball, like the stream.
I love the...
You should like the stream regardless, but you get a little present this time.
Correct. It's awesome. I like the way, by the way, somebody called you out for using the and something. The English police came in.
That was
super upset. Week. You definitely have to do it more now. The little baseball is great.
It's the bit.
It's great. Absolutely great. All right, let's talk about some of these rumors and stuff like that, but let's talk specifically about the Padres. I look at this, and in that first piece that has been put out so far today, or this week, by our local reporters, potentially thinking about trading Nick Pivetta. They said it's highly unlikely. They've shopped Jake Cronenworth, and they could potentially have to think about trading Fernando Tatis Jr. as they try to balance the budget and find solutions to all the problems that the Padres have. I do want to say, it didn't sound like it was very likely. It's just something that they'd have to consider. But knowing AJ Preller, he considers everything. So it's really not big of news. But when I look at that, Frank, I just go, I don't see any of these things potentially happening this week at the winter meetings.
No, and as a general manager, your job is to leave no stone unturned. Whether or not you think you're going to do it or you're not, whether or not you think you're likely to do it or not, you have to explore every single option that is available. I would be floored if they traded Fernando. I would be shocked if they traded Pivetta. Cronenworth, I wouldn't be all that surprised.
I'd be a little surprised that they were able to do it.
Correct.
More so than like
them actually doing it. It's like, wow, they found someone to take the contract. That's interesting. But as a general manager, that is your job, and that's what we're seeing. We've seen the Royals GM up there, Chris, up on MLB Network. Chris Young is on there now. That's what these guys are all there for right now, is to explore every single option that is available to them and to see if that makes their team better or if not.
And you have to lay it out and see exactly what what your team would potentially look like if you actually did that.
Correct.
And they're probably going to be like, all right, well, this is what would happen if we traded Fernando. I don't really like this. I think that's going to be the case more times than not. But you have to think about your options. I mean, you do that in a lot of aspects of life, right? I mean, there's like different options that you want to consider. There's different options or different paths of like, hey, I wouldn't really want to do this, but does it make me better in the long run? Does this make the team better in the long run? All of those things. So I think in a scale of like percentage-wise, like if I had to pick out of those three who's most likely to get traded, it's Cronenworth.
Yeah, 100%.
If I had to pick who's the second most likely to get traded, it's Pivetta. Mm-hmm. I don't see them being able to pull that off in trading Fernando.
I don't think you can trade a Nick Pivetta for prospect capital, guys that you're going to use later on. I think if you're going to do that, just for sake of like knowing who I'm talking about here, you would use it for a Jonah Tong or a Blade Tidwell, guys who pitched in the major leagues last year that proved that they can do it. McLean, that's the guy I was thinking of, not Tidwell. You would trade him for that. You get two young guys who have a lot of control that have pitched the major leagues before that have proven that they can do it for a team that's looking for major league pitching talent. You can't do it for, oh, well, here's a double-A pitcher who we think is going to be really, really good. No.
Here's the other thing, too, because people are like, well, why would you trade from something that you need? The solution would be, and it's laid out in the article. Again, Dennis Lynn and everybody's favorite journalist, Ken Rosenthal, and Brick Rowley all contributed to that article. The concept is you could potentially trade Pivetta for a bunch of pieces because he's very valuable, and then you use that to get more young, controllable pitching because the problem is, the problem is not Nick Pivetta on the Padres.
The problem salary. Is
they don't have, well, the salary, but also they don't have legit arms under contract for a long time. Mm-hmm. Nick Pivetta is going to walk at the end of the season unless he sucks. That's the only way he doesn't walk at the end of the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way. He's getting paid $19 million this year. He's an opt-out at the end of the year. He's going to opt into $14 million and I think it was like $15 million the following year. If he does anything like he just did this past season, there's no way on God's green earth that he opts in. He gets $20.5 million this year, then it's $14, then it's $18. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And he can opt out at the end of this season, and he can opt out of the next season. So he can opt out at the end of 2026, and he can opt out of 2027. If the guy pitches well, he's opting out. Want to know why? Because Dylan Cease, who had a 4.55 ERA, and I know we talked about the advanced metrics and the Sierra and all that other stuff about Dylan Cease, that guy's getting $30 million a year. He had a 4.55 ERA. Starting pitching is sparse.
And I also want to just reiterate, Pivetta is not costing you $20 million this year. It's costing you $13.7 in the luxury tax.
He's costing you $20.5 million in liquid assets.
Correct, but
the luxury tax he's only costing you $13.7 million.
Yes.
It does free up, you know, $13.7 million on the tax, and it also frees up the $20 million that they have to pay. I mean, they still have to pay him $20 million. That's $20 million I mean, we always look at the AAV because of the tax, and they want to stay underneath the tax. But at the same time, they don't want to have overinflated contracts either. They still have to pay the guy.
Yes.
So there's more to just the tax part. The tax is just an added thing that they have to pay on top of the salaries for 2026. And the fact that it's not going over a certain threshold because of XYZ, that's a benefit. But paying him $20.5 million still hurts. You still have to pay him $20.5 million. But I just, as laid out in the article, I don't understand the concept. Like, oh, well, if they trade Pivetta, they could get pieces back to like get more controllable pitching. I don't know where they're going to get that.
Like I said, it would have to be guys like Nolan McLean who pitched at least half the season last year, and possibly somebody else. You kind of get two for one if you're trading starting pitching. You would want those young, controllable arms, but you'd have to get more than one. That's the only way you could see that trade for Nick Pivetta making sense, if you get two starters instead of just the one. You turn him into two long-term controllable starters instead of just the one who's going to opt out at the end of the year.
Here's the thing with that. With the market of starting pitching the way it is, and everybody needs it. There's not a single team that doesn't need starting pitching. Mm-hmm. Every team needs starting pitching. Every team can add starting pitching. Like, even the Dodgers, as good as their starting pitching was, they probably would like to add two or three more arms because guys go down. I mean, how many of the Dodgers' arms went down last year?
Yeah.
A lot. A lot. I mean, they were expecting Roky Sasaki to be part of the rotation. He was a bullpen arm because of injuries and everything like that. Everybody needs a starting pitching. And so when they trade for Pivetta, I don't know why you would trade for Pivetta unless you're going to sign him to a contract extension. And I don't know why you would give up young, controllable arms of the future unless you didn't believe in him. I'm talking about like an outside team, right, that's not that might be looking for a guy like Nick Pivetta. He could potentially opt out. You'd have to give him a contract extension. Otherwise, you're trading for a rental. You're not going to give up good, young, controllable starting pitching for a rental. And then if you're the Padres, like let's say you give them a bunch of just good prospects, are they going to try to flip those for young, controllable pitching? It doesn't make a lot of sense. That's why it's like you break it down, and I just don't find a whole lot of validity to what is being said. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, I agree. And Glenn Allen in the chat, the potential of new owners with deep pockets.
That's going to take some time, dude.
That doesn't help you right now. That doesn't help you this offseason because the potential new owners. And also, if there's a salary cap coming up in the next CBA, it doesn't matter how rich the owner is. They're going to be capped at a certain spending limit. And it's how close can you get to that spending limit without going over.
You want to talk about a San Diego curse?
Yeah.
San Diego curse would be... Yeah, here's the report. Again, Padres plan to keep Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah, talk about it on the network
just,
right now.
You listen to the article, or you read some of these articles, you listen to some of the noise, and you just go, you poke so many holes in it. It's like, that's no way. And then the Padres have to go out there and just be like, hey, well, by the way, we're not trading this guy. I don't know what the conversation with this was about. So Joel Sherman on Hot Stove right now just says, like, they're keeping Fernando, which we thought. I mean, that was such a... The hoops you have to jump through to potentially trade Fernando are ridiculous.
They're showing the contracts now. Fernando's got 9 years left at 286. Manny, 8 years, 266. Bogaerts, 8 years, 200. Merrill, 9 years, 135. Cronenworth, 5 years at 60. And then Darvish at 3 years and 43. Those are the biggest contracts you have right now.
And, I mean, eventually this is going to start coming off the books. Over the years, I don't pay too much attention. I try not to put too much life into some of these trading deals. I find it interesting though, the plan during this offseason with a new ownership potentially coming in and also a CBA. But that's the thing, like Glenn said in the chat, what about the possibility of new ownership with the pockets? As you brought up, yeah, it's going to take some time for them to sell the team, mm-hmm. and right now they're operating as the owners of this current franchise and what they can and cannot afford. They're not going to just load the team up and be like, oh, somebody else's problem. It's not going to happen like that. It's not going to happen like that. There's a lot of smaller names. When I mean smaller, I mean lesser known players drawing interest at the winter meetings. Who are these players and what teams are making noise at the early onset of the winter meetings? We're going to talk about that when we come back. Braden Serpenna shows that he was on Sports Station 97 through the Fan.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
We are going to be getting a live look at the winter meetings coming up in the next segment. At 11 o'clock, Sam Levitt will join us to give us everything we need to know about what's going on at the winter meetings, news with the Padres, rumors, what he's hearing, everything like that, coming up at 11. Before we get to that, there's a lot of stuff that's going on in Major League Baseball. Here's some of the kind of the rumors circulating. We got so much information that we're getting out at Orlando. And again, like us being 3 hours behind them, there's a lot of the stuff moving early in the morning before most of us even wake up. A lot of the stuff that is moving along. So lesser known players drawing interest as laid out in an article on MLB.com. On The Athletic. It was put together by Will Salmon and everybody's favorite journalist, Ken Rosenthal. There it is. So, as you start, it starts with, Frank, trade market for starting pitcher starting to explode. I wonder why. We just had this conversation. Everybody needs starting pitching.
Well, you know. So, before the winter meetings even began, teams, most notably the Red Sox, aggressively using prospects to trade for starting pitching rather than participating in free agency. Executives say the trade market for starters right now is hot or hotter than back at the trade deadline in July, as more than half the league has contacted the Nationals about Mackenzie Gore, who has 2 years left of control. Tarik Skubal is another one. Freddie Peralta is another one. Also hearing, you know, Edward Cabrera, Sandy Alcantara are possibilities to leave the Marlins, but we're also seeing that Ryan Weathers could be a guy who is seeing a lot of conversation around him possibly getting traded this offseason out of Miami.
Yeah, you look at the starting pitching market right now for Major League Baseball, and here's the thing. Like, with the starting pitching market, everybody needs starting pitching. We just talked about it. And the fact that the trade market for starters right now is hot or hotter than the July deadline, this is why there was an article today about Nick Pivetta.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Likelihood's probably not high, but I would imagine the Padres are probably fielding a lot of calls on a guy like Nick Pivetta, who can opt out at the end of the year, who might be a rental, who is getting $20.5 million this year in a contract, only 13 point whatever it is, towards the luxury tax. It makes a lot of sense. Because I don't think teams are going to be able to get Tarik Skubal out of Detroit. I don't. Freddy Peralta's availability remains unclear, whether or not he is available or not. Pittsburgh has already traded a starter. They could potentially trade another. And then the Marlins, as laid out by Frank, I mean, Edward Cabrera, Sandy Alcantara, the Miami Marlins are very likely, as pointed out in this article, to move one of their starters. And then they're also, as Frank mentioned, taking calls about Ryan Weathers, who still has promise in 3 years before free agency. Miami's going to listen on all starters except for Perez, but they won't deal Weathers unless the team believes he's ready to break out. I mean, look at Miami. Miami's got a lot of starting pitching that's readily available for a team that, which, and here's what's the interesting thing about Miami. Like, they're close. The Miami Marlins are close. They did a lot better. They improved from the year before. I think when they get to 70-something wins last year, they were knocking on the door of a potential playoff spot.
Yeah, they
said
close,
they want to build around this young core. I mean, to me, they could probably get a lot more out of Edward Cabrera, but like anybody that's not tied down to the ship, that's not going to help you the next 2 or 3 years, should probably get traded if you're Miami. They're an interesting case study on the starting pitching market because they kind of hold all the cards of players that could potentially be traded as we sit here and complain that small market teams shouldn't be doing this, and now we're saying, well, maybe Miami should trade away all their good players.
Marlins are went 79 and 83 last year, so they made it really, really close. To get to the playoffs, they were four games out in the wild card, naturally. And they looked to be dead in the water, but had a really good August and September of last year. So, I mean, we had Sandy Alcantara and Edward Cabrera on the trade block at the deadline last year. Neither one of them got moved. It clearly paid off for Miami. And if they're serious about wanting to trade, if they're serious about wanting to make moves and get better, I don't see why they would trade those guys. A guy like Ryan Weathers, yeah, I could see them trading a guy like him. But as far as Yuri Perez, Edward Cabrera, Sandy Alcantara, those are your top three. I would not move those if you're serious about making a run.
Well, I think it all comes down to timelines of when they expect to win. I think you could look at Oklahoma's trade last year of Mason Miller. And I said it the year before. I said the Padres should trade for Mason Miller. I said it the year before. And we're like, why would they ever do that? And my reasoning was, it's their timeline. Their timeline didn't make sense. He didn't fit their timeline of when they're expected to be good. Like, everybody's got a timeline of when they want to be at their best. Now, some of the teams are in their windows right now. But if you look at the A's in general, they want to make a splash for what, Frank? When do the A's need to be at their best in the next 10 or 15 years? When is the time?
When the new ballpark opens up in Vegas.
Their first year in Vegas. Their first year in Vegas. That's when they need to be really, really good.
It'd be 28 or 29.
Which is 28 or 29. This is why I said when the Padres traded for, like, they're going to give up Mason Miller. Want to know why? He doesn't fit in their timeline. He is an asset that they can't afford. Because Mason Miller, because the Padres haven't given him a contract extension or anything like that, he's a free agent in 2030. So if they open up the ballpark in 2029, you would have 1 year of Mason Miller, and unless you extended him to a massive deal, you were just going to eat all these years of him in his prime, and then you're going to get him for his like 30s or whatever. That's the time to trade him. Go look at the Marlins. The same thing can be talked about with the Miami Marlins. You look at the Miami Marlins, and you look at their contracts that they have. Go look at them on Fangraphs. A lot of their players are not even eligible for arbitration yet. Those players need to stay. That's who you're building around. Then you look at their arbitration-eligible players. It's Anthony Bender. It's Edward Cabrera. It's Braxton Garrett. It's Andrew Nardi, Ryan Weathers, Calvin Fauché, Max Meyer. These are all guys that are under contract at least for the next three seasons. Bender's only for two seasons. And then you look at Sandy. Sandy's 30 years old. And he's got one more year left on his contract, and he's got a $21 million club option. When are the Marlins expected to win their division? When would you say, They probably are 3 or 4 years out of the way.
Of even contending seriously, I would agree.
They might think they could win 80 games next year. But you know what? They could probably win the 80 games without Sandy. They did it last year, did they not? I mean, most of last year, Sandy missed. That's the guy that's probably going to get traded. Now, Cabrera at age 27, the question becomes for Miami. Is Edward Cabrera going to be a main focal point when we are expecting to win? He's 27 years old. He's going to be turning 28 at the end of next season. And he's under control until 2029. Edward Cabrera, to me, is kind of in the same line as Mason Miller because he is a guy that doesn't fit the timeline for the Marlins. I wouldn't be surprised if they traded him. Now, Ryan Weathers, he's kind of in that same boat, but I don't think he is somebody that is going to get you a whole lot back. But if you're Miami, trading Sandy or Edward Cabrera, I think that could be smart for them in the future because their timelines don't connect. If I had to trade one of the two, I'm trading Sandy Alcantara. You're probably not getting as much back, but Edward Cabrera fits the timeline more than Sandy does, Frank.
Right, and I think that's why a lot of the conversation around the trade deadline was centered around Alcantara and less of Edward Cabrera is because he doesn't fit that timeline, and also because he's coming off of Tommy John surgery. He had a very rough start to the first half of the year, turned it around for the second half of the year, and kind of made people think. But I would agree with that, yes.
Let's talk about the Red Sox. They want to re-sign Alex Bregman. Bregman says he wants to be in Boston. But internally, the Red Sox see Bo Bichette as a very serious alternative, Frank. Could you imagine Bo Bichette leaving Toronto and signing with the Boston Red Sox? I think it's a cheaper move for the Red Sox.
You know what's funny is, I started yesterday because I had nothing to do. I started a MLB The Show Dynasty, and I started it with Boston. I ended up trading away Bregman after year two and signing Bo Bichette for the start of year two. So it's funny how this lines up.
Maybe you're Nostradamus.
The reason why I signed Bichette was to give Marcelo Mayer a little bit more time to develop. If Boston wants to, if Trevor Story is out, I would say yes, go after Bo Bichette, give him a 2 or 3 year deal. By the time year three of that deal rolls around, Marcelo Mayer should really be ready to go, ready to take over. Then you let Mayer go. You need to find a little bit of a stopgap for him to be ready at the shortstop position. You cannot rely on Trevor Story. He had a great year last year, but what he has done, I wouldn't trust him. I think Bo Bichette would be a better option than going and signing Alex Bregman again, because if Bregman really wanted to be back with Boston, he would have opted in.
The thing with Bichette, and they lay out some reasons, and you know, he's 4 years younger than Bregman, which I think is better. He's got a nearly identical weighted runs created plus to Bregman over the last six seasons. Bichette is plus 21%. Bregman is plus 24%. I mean, that's pretty equal. And Bichette rakes at Fenway Park. Mm-hmm. A 329 average and a 907 OPS. To me, it's a better move for the Boston Red Sox to have Bichette on your team than Bregman. And here's the other thing. There's defensive concerns at shortstop, but some teams still see him as a viable shortstop. As for the Red Sox, they could potentially have Trevor Story at short, Marcelo Mayer at third, and Bo Bichette at second.
Well, because they signed, remember, they signed Christian Campbell to that long contract last year, expecting him to be the second baseman of the future. And then you have that situation of, okay, Sedan Rafaela could play in right field.
Christian Campbell's contract is just like not a lot of money.
No, I understand that, but it's a long-term deal. So you spent all this money and you're trusting in Christian Campbell for all this time, but we're going to get a replacement for you.
that to me doesn't, the way that works out, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but he, to me, it's like, even if they give him a long-term contract, it's not like they're paying him $20 million a year. They're paying him $2 million next
year. Yeah, and
year.
I believe it grows.
So they have time to just let him figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
More competition. Don't mind that either. But I think the Red Sox are very interesting in that particular case. They also say that there's other free agent bats on Boston's radar. Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber. If I had to pick between those two, we already talked about it. I think Kyle Schwarber fits the Red Sox a little bit more. Even though he played there already, maybe that makes it a little bit make more sense. I don't see Pete Alonso not being a Met.
And
I don't see Cohen letting that guy go.
But and the biggest thing is, the thing that we're hearing about Pete Alonso the most is that teams are not going to dish out a 6 or 7 year contract, which is what he wants. He's going to be lucky to get 4, which if I were Pete Alonso, I would be losing my mind at Scott Boras, because I set a franchise record for home runs. I am the rookie home run king. And yet people can't overlook the fact that I can't hit for average, but they can overlook it for Kyle Schwarber. Like, what? And he doesn't play defense. I'm out there every single day missing 10 or fewer games a season. People aren't willing to pony up the money and the time for me, but they're willing to do it for Schwarber. That's an agent issue. That is a Scott Boras issue. That is Boras not pumping Alonso enough.
Has Boras spoke with the media yet?
Phrasing.
I'll do it to myself there.
Yeah, you could do it to yourself. I gotta hear. Have we heard the Boras meeting yet?
No.
I gotta ask Sam when that happens, because that's the funniest script I've ever heard every single year. Nothing's funnier than Scott Boras talking to the media at the winter meetings.
Well, you know.
Just great stuff. We got Sam Levitt coming on when we come back. He's going to give us a live report from Orlando, the winter meetings, everything that's going on with the San Diego Padres. When we come back on the Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego Summer Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.